Hello, and welcome to The Porch with Alicia Barlow. Hi, I'm Alicia Barlow, author of The Porch, a place for enjoyment, conversation with people, reflection, and encouragement. Hello, this is Alicia, author of The Porch, and I am here with Santiago. I know that you all have probably heard me say Santiago's name 1,000 times. He is one of the podcast engineers here at Possibilities, and he is so helpful. I just, like I said before, I just love him. He's just a great person to know. He kind of helps keep me on track and guide me and just, you know, teaching me the ropes of podcasting. And so I really appreciate it. He has agreed to sit down with me on the porch and kind of talk about things that he's doing. As I just mentioned, he is a podcast engineer here at Possibilities Incorporated, but he's got a lot of things going on. And so, Santiago, I just kind of want to talk to you and maybe just let us know about yourself a little bit. I know that you're from, I can't say this country correctly, but Venezuela?
Yeah.
Did I say it right?
Yeah, Venezuela.
Venezuela.
Yeah,
I mean, Venezuela.
Yeah,
Venezuela.
You got it.
Okay. All right. You were born there, but you came here over to the States very early, right?
Yes. Well, first of all, thank you for having me. Yeah, so I came to the United States. My family came to the United States in 2001, the day I turned 6. So I am fluent in Spanish, but I kind of, you know, my vocabulary hasn't expanded much since then. And so people will still occasionally ask me, like, what's this word in Spanish? And I'm like, I don't know. Let me look that up. And we'll learn together.
Yes.
But, yeah, so I have grown up in Oklahoma City pretty much my entire life. So I am effectively Oklahoman, but I'm actually due for U.S. citizenship next month, I guess next month by the time that this comes out.
So what does that entail? What all will that entail?
It entails a $760 fee and taking a civics test and an interview that is basically to gauge if I speak English.
Oh, well, I can attest to that.
But then there's, you know, the whole rest of the process. We don't have to talk about the whole immigration situation. But yeah, citizenship is the last step of the process. The rest is, for me at least, has been deferred action for childhood arrivals is one thing. And then permanent residence, or otherwise known as a green card. And that was a whole other endeavor as well. So,
okay. You know, we hear about all this, you know, especially in the news now. It's just very prevalent in the news, but I really don't know that people really know the details behind, you know, what goes on to become a citizen. And it's a lot.
Yeah. In order to become or to be eligible to be a citizen, you have to be a permanent resident for a certain number of years. Because I am married to a U.S. citizen, for me, it's 3 years of having permanent residence. But you then have to you have to be eligible for permanent residence, which it's actually kind of difficult to be eligible for permanent residence. So that's a whole other thing. And maybe to keep that short, at least, it takes a lot more than one would think in order to immigrate to the United States legally.
Well, okay. All right. And you just mentioned something. You're married. I had no idea that you were married. I come and see you all the time. And I'm like, Santiago, how long have you been married?
Since 2019. So it'll be 5 years this year.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Wow. Well, she is a very lucky young lady. You have any children?
No. One that's not up to me, but, you know, as the trend kind of seems to be happening these days, it's far more expensive to be able to afford children these days. And so it's not the best financial decision at the moment.
At the moment, but, you know, I never want to tell anyone what to do in regards to that, but I think having a child is just one of the greatest blessings. Mm. So, yes. All right. So, as I stated, you are very into a lot of things, you know. So one is music.
Yes.
And you are a musician. You play various instruments. Am I correct?
Yeah.
All right. So and you sing.
Yes. Yeah, I would say that my primary performance instrument is voice. I've been classically trained. I did some operatic training for a couple of years early on in my college career. And then, yeah, I then studied music production. So that's why I do audio and music and stuff like that. But yeah, so I taught myself bass guitar and guitar. I learned piano, some kind of rudimentary piano skills in, during my music training. But then I also did a little bit more during my master's. I have a master's degree in music composition. Oh, wow. And so, yeah, so bass, guitar, piano, voice, and I've recently taken up drums. So I currently play drums in a band called The Nowhere Dude. So, and I also play bass and keys in a band called Droida. Astute listeners will remember that band. yeah, so I do a little bit of everything. And because I'm a composer, I would say that might be like the first title that goes in front of, or at least whenever I tell people about my musical experience, composer is the first thing. And so that's a fancy word for saying I write music and sometimes I perform it, sometimes other people perform it. And I try to speak the language of music so that everyone who is engaging with it can relate to it in some way. And so I can speak the language of classical music and sheet music and make that happen. So I can, you know, talk to the strings players and have music be made for them, or I can communicate with a traditional rock band and make music that way. And so I do also have my own band occasionally.
You mentioned the two, but I thought you had another one. What's the name of your other band?
It's just Santiago Ramones. Yeah. So like I'm a singer-songwriter, and so whenever I feel so inclined to maybe start booking shows, I do occasionally play with a band. And then sometimes the like Santiago Ramones project does like some electronic improvisational type stuff. So I can do a little bit of whatever is needed of me. Sometimes it's
what is your preference?
I really enjoy playing with a band. There's something really special about, you know, putting these songs together and then having other people with you to play it together with you. There's nothing quite like that.
Listening to people play the music that you have written?
Yes, but that is a much more, I guess, intense process. The biggest example of that was, yeah, for my master's degree, I did have to do basically a capstone project and do a concert of my composed music. And so, yeah, I got to have a lot of my music be performed. And so there was a couple of choir pieces. There was some electroacoustic pieces. There was a brass quintet, a opera piece, a piano solo, and a couple of big band jazz pieces.
Oh, wow. So, very interesting. Now, where did you get your master's?
That was at UCO.
Okay.
University of Central Oklahoma, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow. Very interesting. You got all these talents. Man. Wow. So, and do you still sing?
Yeah, yeah. I'm not singing as much lately because I've been trying to get really good at drums. Because, yeah, I'm apparently now a drummer. And so that's the skill that I've picked up the most recently. And so I'm trying to get it up to a standard that I'm happy with.
Okay. All right. So have you been playing anywhere lately or with any bands lately, or just kind of hanging out in the garage and doing your thing there?
Yeah, I think maybe the last show that I did was in March with Droida. But
hi, Droida. Droida, yes.
Yes, Bridget's the one engineering this podcast. And so, yeah, she, yeah, we, whenever those shows happen, but like, yeah, it happens occasionally. Sometimes there's more of the like experimental electronic stuff that happens periodically that I end up being a part of. So there's a really good, I guess, group, or I don't know what to call it, but like Make Oklahoma Weirder. They do reviews and they sometimes host shows and like curate a bunch of stuff. And so one of the things that they do is a show in Norman called Weirder Wednesdays, and it's every month, and they will pick random local artists of all sorts of different types of music. And I've performed at, I think, maybe three or four of those every once in a while.
Now, is that a... is that a venue, or, I mean,
so yeah, it's Opolis is the venue that they do it at now. And so that's a really good place too, by the way. They have a vegan menu if you want to try any of that food. But yeah, so they try and host experimental shows, whatever that means. And so sometimes it might mean, you know, what I do, which is like making electronic sounds completely freely on a computer, or sometimes it might mean someone with a guitar making screechy noises. Sometimes it might mean, I think Chaslyn Rook one time made chili on stage, and that was a, you know, multi-sensory experience. So it could be all sorts of strange things. I think one time they had a short opera about bowling. So
bowling?
Yeah.
Okay.
So all sorts of weird things, which is great to advocate for all sorts of weird music happening.
Well, weird or different, or, yeah, you know, eclectic.
Right. Not just cover bands happening at your least favorite bar.
Okay. Different is good, you know, yes, at times. Yes. Mm-hmm. All right. So what got you into music? How did you decide that, you know, this is my thing, this is what I want to do?
I've always been into music. I think, you know, in elementary school, they have the music class and the art class. I think there was a time where I was kind of halfway in between doing music and art, actually. I kind of stopped doing that after middle school because music consumed all of my time. But yeah, so I was singing in choirs. I would sing in like a audition choir in elementary school. And so I was already doing like some slightly advanced music stuff in elementary school. But then, yeah, I played trombone in middle school.
Oh, so you do play various horns.
Yeah.
Well, you just mentioned drums and keyboard and guitar.
Yes. But you,
yes. Okay.
I haven't picked up the trombone in a while, so I haven't needed to. I know far better trombonists that if I need a horn part played, it will not be played by me. It'll be played by a very skilled musician. But yeah, so I've always been involved in music in that way. And so I think it's always just been a part of my life. My parents are very musical. They're music fans, even though they're not necessarily musicians themselves. Okay. And so maybe they never got the opportunity to fully pursue music. And so
they encourage you through it.
Yes, yes. Okay. And I have two older brothers, and one of my older brothers also pursued music before he shifted careers. But
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Wow. All right then. So, what got you, how did you come here to Possibilities? How did your musical aspirations lead you to Possibilities Incorporated?
Well, so it wasn't even necessarily my musical aspirations. And this is sort of a long walk to even get to the starting point of that. But while I was doing my bachelor's in music production, I decided to start my own podcast. And so I knew that the audio side wouldn't be too difficult since I was already learning about it and obtaining those skills. but podcasts themselves wasn't something that they were necessarily teaching. And so in 2016, I launched my own podcast. It's called BitDepth, B-I-T-D-E-P-T-H. And I interview interesting people and talk about deep stuff. And so it's a lot of philosophical, deep questions. But then it's not dissimilar to what we're doing here, just asking, you know, who you are and what do you do? And so, yeah, I started doing that in 2016 and just kind of kept going. And so by the time that I graduated, I'd already been doing the podcast thing for a while. And it kind of became a viable freelance career. I started editing podcasts for other people. In 2020, I started my LLC. And so, yeah, I started doing various music and audio services. I still do.
Okay. Now, what is your LLC?
Santiago Ramones LLC.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I just do anything music and audio related. Okay. Yeah, it started with editing podcasts for clients, and Cue Sheets is some side thing that I won't get into right now because it takes a long time to explain. But then I also now lately, I think I've been doing DJing weddings every once in a while for about a year now. And so, yeah. Anything music and audio related. I've done some short film scores. I've done...
Oh, anything that would be recognizable?
Movie-wise? Oh, no. I mean, it was short film. So, like, it was for CalArts students who are doing some of their, end-of-year projects and stuff, which you can find on my website. Yeah, so all of that to say is that, yeah, I'd been doing audio and freelance audio for a while. And so the previous podcast engineer, Jazz.
Yes.
She was wanting some additional help in producing some podcasts. And so I came in to help produce that. And then Jazz went on to do other things in her life. And so well, if you're coming to In the Groove, she'll be there. She'll be doing some live painting.
So
she's doing it similar to, I mean, all of the audio people here, we seem to be very involved in the arts in some way. So Jazz got sucked in by art and painting. So she'll be doing some live painting at In the Groove.
Yes. Well, I do plan on attending.
But yeah, so then I took over as sort of like head of podcasts here. And so I've helped, you know, especially having a bit more experience doing podcasts, because Possibilities, they started doing podcasts or podcast adjacent stuff kind of in 2020 with their live streams. And then, yeah, so while Possibilities kind of stumbled into podcasting and realized the potential that there is in podcasting, they weren't necessarily fully aware of everything that they could do. And so that's kind of where I come in to help, yeah, support it and help our hosts be to their fullest potential.
I don't know about any other hosts, but I appreciate all the help that you provide. And I'm sure they do too. I am sure. So, you said that your podcast, and I'll have to look your podcast up. And say it again.
Something. Bit depth.
Bit depth. Now, what is bit?
So like a little bit.
Just a little bit.
And then depth. So it's a play on words. It's a podcast that gets a bit deep.
Okay. So what are some of the, without going all into everything, sure. But what are some of the things that you talk about?
Yeah. So because I talk to anyone and everyone, it does end up being mostly musicians since those are kind of my people, but it's not limited to musicians. And so, yeah, I start at, you know, who are you? What do you do? What is your primary thing? What is your big calling in life? Whatever that might mean. And then how did you get into that okay, in the same way that you just asked me.
So what is your big calling in life?
It is music.
It's yeah. music.
And so, but then I go a little bit deeper of like, you know, yes, how did you get into that? Why is it calling you? And all that sort of stuff. But then going into what is the role of spirituality and religion in your life? And,
okay.
Maybe more philosophical stuff like how do you determine what good behavior is and what is free will and those sorts of things.
I'll definitely have to listen.
And so it gets a bit more, philosophical is the purpose of it. And after the interview, I record an interview and then I record just a conversation. And so after we've been able to go all the way into the deepest, darkest pits of where people form their beliefs, then we can just talk about anything. And maybe if it's a video person, maybe we can talk a little bit about film and stuff and maybe what their thoughts are about that. Or maybe even if I have a musician on, we'll end up talking about food
so
or some
nonsense.
So
where did you get all your interest in philosophy and wanting to go deep?
That came from, so growing up as an immigrant, growing up undocumented, actually, I didn't have a driver's license. And so being so involved in all of the musical things, I was in marching band, I was in show choir, I was in musical theater, all of these extracurricular things, you know, my parents worked very hard and had three kids. It was very difficult to keep up with that. And so we had to kind of figure out transportation on our own. And so I would get rides from friends. And so after some musical rehearsal that would end at like 9 o'clock or something, we'd be sitting in my driveway and just be talking to friends about whatever is going on in our lives. And before we knew it, we'd look at the clock and it'd be 3 a.m. and we were just sitting in the driveway just talking for so long. And so the big reason why I started my podcast was because I really valued those conversations. And I've always been, you know, desiring that conversation with people that I can tell are willing to go there with me. And so the podcast kind of became an intentional way of going there with people. And so not just the small talk kind of things, but going into, like belief and...
Do you feel that some of that comes from maybe where you came from and being into another, you know, having to come here into another country and what you left behind or what you might think that you might have left behind and what's out there?
I think that maybe more so it's because of my own spiritual journey in that I did grow up Catholic and I was very devout Catholic. And then I fell out of religion entirely. And so that journey of not falling out of Catholicism or Christianity in any way, because like a lot of times people just like, this isn't fun or whatever that might mean. For me, it was because I wanted to love more or like I kept digging deeper and the questions I was asking weren't being satisfied. And so I kept wanting to keep going in the spiritual journey, but not in the way or in the constraints that specifically Catholicism encouraged or allowed. At least culturally or whatever that might mean in Oklahoma especially. And so I had to find my own spiritual path. And so in trying to chart my own spiritual path, I had to do a lot of stuff myself and ask the deep questions and not just answer them in the way that like, because this authority told me so, but in the way of like, do I resonate with this? Does this make sense? Does this make sense historically? Does this make sense logically? Does this make sense morally? And so that to me, doing all of that myself rather than deferring to a priest or deferring to my parents or deferring to, but like actually doing all of that work. myself.
And how do you go about finding information for yourself? I mean, what are some things that you look at? And I know this is probably more than...
Oh, yeah.
what where do you feel that you go to get the information that you feel that you need to stay on the journey that you feel that you're on for the spiritual awareness or needs that you feel that you need to find?
I mean, everywhere. So, I mean, yes, reading books, but then also having conversations with people, hearing every different perspective, right? Everyone's experience is far different than my own. And so it's not that I, you know, am excluding different people's perspectives. I want to hear all of the perspectives, which is why I have those conversations. I want to know people's spiritual beliefs and how they got there and how they remain there, or how they maybe started one place and got to another, and how maybe they did that themselves. And so I love hearing all the different perspectives and experiences and seeing the ways that different people have learned to maybe live a better life. And so, yeah, I pull from anything and everything.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Interesting. So you are on a spiritual path.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I just want to,
That. But I mean, and that's why, like, maybe the more conventional questions aren't enough. And so I always want to go deeper. And so it's like the nuances of, you know, it's not enough to say, do you believe in God? And I don't ask that question on my podcast. It's become, what is your definition of God? Which is a far more interesting question, because even people who don't believe in God have a definition for God. And that, can create a far more interesting thought process and inform people's spirituality far differently than just a yes, no question.
Absolutely. All right. Well, I am learning more and more about you, Santiago. And yes, you do go deep. And so what is your definition of God?
There's a good old answer of everything. And so, yeah, there are more big words to describe that, but like the connectedness of everything around us and maybe some sort of potential greater consciousness. I don't necessarily believe in the capital G God or a biblical God. And that's not as interesting to me, but rather the interconnectedness that we feel whenever we have a good conversation, whenever we make music with other people, whenever we're just experiencing other people making music, whenever we're at a social event and people are having, you know, meeting new people and all of those different things, that can be God. And so, or even going out into nature and being amongst the trees and taking a deep breath and hearing the wind through the trees, that can be God. So yeah, it's not necessarily a man in the sky with a beard to me, but it can be a far more nebulous thing that is still a very significant thing to lots of people.
Okay. All right. Well, and you explain for yourself what it is to you. And, you know, and I think that in when we're talking philosophical in that aspect, you know, I think everyone has to respect everyone's, you know, opinion. Mm-hmm. And I do respect that. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, like I've always said, I love you. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, everyone has their own opinion and everything. So I appreciate you sharing that with me. And so let's kind of go back up a little bit and kind of go back to some of your music. Now you have music out?
Yeah. So I have music out under my name, Santiago Ramones, and It's on Spotify. It's on all the places where you can listen.
You say your name, your last name, so fast.
Ramones.
Ramones.
Yes.
Okay.
Spelled like the band The Ramones, if you listened to them in the 70s. It's always a tiny aside. It's always a weird thing of like, if I'm saying my name so that people can hear and understand my name, I will say Santiago Ramones. Whenever I'm saying it for myself, it is Santiago Ramones. Because okay. That is how it's pronounced. But I'm not going to expect anyone to try and work their tongue in ways that they're not used to. So Santiago Ramones, you can find me on wherever it is that you stream music. And right now I have an ambient album. It's called Bloom. And so you can have that on in the background while you do other things. And then I have a more experimental electronic album, which is still kind of background music, but it tends to be a little more upfront. And then I am working on a singer-songwriter album, and that'll be songs with words. So,
okay. Well, Bridget, who is the band leader for Droida, mm-hmm. I asked her when she was on the podcast to send me a snippet mm-hmm. of her music. I'm going to ask that you do the same.
Okay.
I'd like to hear the ambient.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, kind of mm-hmm. laid back there. So, yeah, maybe send us, put in the podcast, since you're the engineer, and while she's doing the podcast, you mm-hmm. can talk to her. But somehow put some of your music in there so that, you know, some of the listeners can kind of hear what you have out there.
Yeah.
And so. Santiago, thank you for coming and speaking with me and talking with me and allowing us to learn a little bit more about you. Thank you for joining me on the porch.
Thank you for having me on your porch.
Thank you for listening and joining me on the porch. Remember to take time to reflect, share memories, and engage with others on your porch. And I'll meet you here next time on The Porch, your podcast for community conversations. Brought to you by the Possibilities Podcast Platform.